Well, Skins fans, of course, disappointed their team is not a part of it, but there is a huge weekend ahead in the NFL. There are four divisional games on tap, with the winners going to the conference championships. I get predictions on this weekend's games from George Wallace and Rob Woodfork of WTOP Sports and Zach Boyer. He covers the Skins for the Fredericksburg Freelance Star. We started with tomorrow afternoon. One, a lot of people in our area are going to be watching. The Broncos host the Baltimore Ravens.
I think the Ravens' magic comes to an end this week, Demetri. I think Peyton Manning, we know he's 9-0 lifetime against the Ravens. It is a different team, but I still think Denver's at home. It's going to be cold, and they're going to beat the Ravens this week.
Zach?
Yeah, lots of made about that weather. I think it's kind of funny. It's going to be in the low teens out there in Denver. I think Peyton Manning has just operated with so much surgical precision all year long. So the way that he's played all year long, that Ravens defense is not the Ravens defense it was even last decade. It's going to be it'll probably be a Broncos round.
And Rob, do you pick Denver?
I pick Denver. I mean, that defense is quietly one of the best in the league. It's second overall, third against the run, third against the pass. I think it's going to be too much, unless Flacco has the game of his life.
All right, let's go to Green Bay and San Francisco Saturday night. George?
Aaron Rodgers and the Packers are heading to the NFC Championship game. I think they beat San Francisco. I think it's, Colin Kaepernick and the 49ers, they did get the number two seed playing some good football, but Aaron Rodgers has been there before, and I think that, they want to get back at from what happened earlier in the season. They go into Candlestick and get the win.
Zach Boyer?
Yeah, I agree with George. I mean, you look at what San Francisco's defense did a couple years ago against Seattle, and that was a defense that was playing so good all year long, but just absolutely struggled against a quarterback like Russell Wilson. I think Rodgers will go in there. It wouldn't be that difficult for him to throw a couple touchdown passes. I like the Packers going on to the championship game as well.
I think this might be the route of the week. I think the Packers are going to win this one pretty easily. That Niners defense is really beat up. Justin Smith back from a torn triceps, but he hasn't played in weeks. And they just dodged the Billy Cundiff bullet. I'm not sure that'll be enough for the Niners to win this game.
All right, the dreaded Seattle Seahawks, they are taking on Atlanta Sunday afternoon. Who wins that one, George?
Well, not the matchup I was thinking Atlanta was going to see this week, Demetri, right. But I think, Matt Ryan's going to get his first win in the playoffs. I think Seattle's run comes to an end. I think that Chris Clemens going out is going to be a big blow to that defense. I think Matt Ryan wins it and goes on to the NFC Championship game.
What do you think, Zach?
I think the other way, actually. I think Seattle's going to continue that momentum. I think Russell Wilson's only continued to get better. The numbers he's put up in November and December were phenomenal. The way he played in the second half of that game last week also was pretty good. I think the Seahawks will take that one and send the Falcons home early.
I think you shouldn't show up in D.C. for a while, my friend. the odds are against the Seahawks. The 89 Rams are the only team to come from the West to the East Coast and win back-to-back East Coast playoff games. I don't think that they're going to be the second team. I think Atlanta is too strong at home.
But it would be gratifying to know that the team that knocked out the Skins went far.
Well, see, but that's a debate that everybody has, Demetri. If your team loses, do you want the team that knocked you out to go on and win the Super Bowl, World Series, so on and so forth? That's a debate for another day.
Many beer labels have been peeled off during that kind of conversation. Let's get back to this last game. Houston at New England. And, a lot of people are picking the Patriots, I'm guessing. What do you think, Zach?
I think if you look at the last matchup of these two teams, I don't expect much to be very different. I think New England, this is when the Patriots know how to win games. So the way that they played down the stretch, this is when they start turning it on. I think the Texans have been a good offense all year, a good defense all year. I just think New England is able to take this one as well.
I'm with you, Zach. I think Tom Brady at home, I know it's had a few slip-ups in the playoffs, but I think that they continue to dominate Houston like they have. And Brady, he threw for over 4,800 yards this year, 34 touchdowns. I think it continues.
Rob?
I'm going to be the black sheep. I picked the Texans to go to the Super Bowl. I'm not backing off. And I have a little bit of statistical backing this time. 2 years ago, the Pats beat the Jets 45-3 in the regular season. But then in the playoffs, it was a different story. 28-21 Jets, that was the can't wait game. So I think you see history repeat itself in that respect. Arian Foster, a big day. Texans win.
Our panel of football experts for this weekend, Rob Woodfork of WTOP Sports, George Wallace, our Skins beat reporter, and Zach Boyer was on the phone. He covers the Redskins for the Fredericksburg Freelance Star. Tomorrow's Ravens game in Denver beginning at 4:30.